producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
You might be lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Right, this hour, more story about the ladies. I dug myself out of a hole on female superheroes last hour. Am I going to dig myself into a hole as I talk about PMS and menopause this hour? Not yet, though. Not yet. First, we got to talk the Syrian conflict. This is front page news, and we don't ignore that. When we talk about the body politic, obviously we bring the principles of healing into it and perspectives on history and links to cause and effect or causal links to these events that the mainstream media is loath to relate to you. But guess who is not loath to relate this to you? He's our millennial assistant producer. Op-Ed is back. Op-Ed, thank you, my friends. Vitamin G, lots of gratitude for you.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you on board, especially as Super Don abandoned me to go to visit family in Louisiana. So I am keenly interested in your perspective as, not only from your generation, but, of course, your experience within the military as such, looking at these global events, particularly what happened in Syria. I don't know if it was today or yesterday at this point. It's been so much has been going on. But evidently, Turkish, I don't know, was it a surface-to-air missile or what, but basically the Turkish military shot down a Russian warplane. And I want to get some background story here. What is going on in this case?
Yes, it's yesterday there, today still here.
Okay.
It happened actually right when I was waking up about 5, and I was able to catch a lot of the initial Twitter feed and a lot of the initial reports. But what happened was a Russian jet was going to do a sortie on an ISIS target. We've now, to be honest with you, it hasn't been confirmed whether it was inside Turkey or it was inside Syria. But let's say it did go into Turkey. The official story of that is it was inside Turkey for 3 seconds before a air-to-air surface missile took out a Su-24 bomber. All right, and the missile came from 2 Turkish F-16s.
Well, of course, F-16s are American-made typically and sold because they're a NATO ally. And, does this end up coming back to bite us on the aspirin? Because, of course, Putin's been very aggressive in Syria to take out the ISIS or ISIL radicals. At the same time, some have argued that he's also taken out other allies of ours that want to remove Assad from Syria because, of course, the official policy of the United States, correct me if I'm wrong, is regime change in Syria.
But it's funny because we try to decipher the ridiculous narrative we get from the U.S. government in regard to what's going on over there and what we're doing there. We're apparently backing a anti-Assad force that's not ISIS, but we're helping them acclaim the actual, that their rightful sovereignty in that country, because we consider Assad to be illegitimate because he controls less than 25% of the country. And, mind the history that we actually were the ones who went in there and caused Assad to lose the majority control of his own country. But let's not go to facts. Facts are
No, they're problematic, Ed. What about, let's just consider this, and I know this is hard for some people to consider, but can you imagine if Syria or Russia or China came to the United States and said, you know what, we're working for regime change. There are some radicals in your country. We're going to arm them to help them overthrow, a duly elected leader, whether you like them or not, of America. I mean, I just don't understand why we as Americans can't look at the world in that way and go, I wonder how we would like it if it happened to us. What would we be what would the response be here?
Now, the weaves you web, right?
Uh-huh.
the whole situation there today, I think it's hit an epicenter. It's a pretty scary epicenter, but it's an epicenter I think has been coming for such a long time. The epicenter is that Putin has put his foot down and said, no more. No more am I going to let NATO just tout this narrative across the world that ISIS is just simple blumpkin group that popped up out of Israel. No. Putin has literally said today, someone funded these guys. Someone's funding billions of dollars to these guys, and guess what? I'm going to start fighting this group. A little country called Turkey, but they've shot down one of my fighter jets while I was trying to defeat the widows, the black widows the West has put inside this country, this sovereign nation of Syria. And I'm not saying these guys are wonderful.
The ISIL and ISIS people are just buddies that you want. No, that's not what we're saying. But, on a tactical scale, what the hell were they thinking of shooting down a Russian jet? I mean, this does not potentially end well, because NATO, again, if they're part of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which I believe Turkey is, correct me if I'm wrong, we are obligated by treaty to defend Turkey.
Article 4, yep. And to be honest, I think where the bottom of this goes is yesterday Putin actually ordered the bombing of 1,000 of the oil trucks that were being used to essentially truck ISIS oil to refineries, such as places like Turkey, to Babil Erdoğan, which is the son of the prime minister of the Turkish of Turkey. Mm-hmm. He runs a company called BMZ Limited, right? I think Putin was getting pushback for basically exposing that ring and costing Turkey billions of dollars in revenue.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's the rest of the story, isn't it, Ed? When you start seeing what's going on here, Turkey was ticked because they exposed the son of the president, Russia did, Putin did, and they're like, we're going to let him know we don't like what he just did, because Turkey was benefiting via the cheap oil that was being delivered out of the ISIS or ISIL-controlled areas.
Yeah, I mean, we often forget that Turkey only last year had a critical mass. That's a term used when you have a million people massed inside a city in protest. They had a critical mass last year. But Turkey is a horrible place. We talk about civil rights, we talk about all that stuff. They're on the same level as China when it comes to censorship. And we don't get to hear about half the stuff that happens there, but people aren't happy.
And I want to differentiate that when you say that. The people who aren't happy are good people. They don't want tyranny. And I know many Turkish people here in the United States. They're good people. Just like we said, there are good people everywhere that are just, if I could say this, victims of madmen that want to control and rule the world, much less their own countries.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I meant the government. I've said it to people. The centralized government in Turkey could put our government to shame in regard to corruption.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to keep covering this with you. And, of course, you're writing some articles at places. Where can they find some of the good works in addition to what you post here at the Robert Scott Bell Show website?
Currently I'm writing for True News, so you can find my articles there. And usually we link them up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Excellent. I want to switch gears with you for a moment. Because according to Al Gore, and maybe even Obama, and certainly even Prince Charles, who we like on the issue of organic food and natural medicine, they claim that the reason we have this Syrian refugee crisis is due to global warming. Now, or climate change, as they say now. Now, before you get into that, I got to ask you the question, because you're a millennial, you're a young guy, I'd almost call you a kid, you're bright, right? You started shaving, by the way? You are shaving, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, he's not that wet behind the ears, in other words. You're a millennial, so you have to be a global warming follower of Al Gore, because you're young. You have to. You can't think clearly on this issue, right?
Unfortunately, I didn't drink the Kool-Aid. I passed it.
Wait, wait a second. So you're one of the young people that doesn't buy in to the science. Everybody is already in lockstep on this, and everybody agrees there shall be no questions.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I do not buy anthropogenic global warming.
And why is that? Because we've been talking about some things for a lot of months behind the scenes, and you've continued to dig deeper on this issue, that in fact the science is not settled. Anybody who claims the science is settled is lying to you.
Well, I'll tell you, anyone who does a cursory search to try to even validate basic points that the global warming climate change community is touting will immediately start questioning the religion of climate change. Now, we look like the first to Noah. Noah admitted to implanting a program inside of their climate model to present. And then when they were caught, you know what they said? They said, oh, well, we had to adjust the data because it wasn't a complete model. Like, they wouldn't have said that had they not gotten caught. But that's the base. They're literally using that study, that Noah study, to push in carbon emissions tax. And that's one of the big things that is being talked about at this Paris Climate Change Summit that's going to start on the 30th of November, mm-hmm. is how to enforce the carbon emissions. Because we've all kind of all smelled it a little bit already, you know. But we see what the EPA is doing here. We see what the government's trying to do to ban wood-burning stoves at campfires out back, you know. But they haven't had a way to really nationally enforce it. I mean, guilt's worked to a certain extent. But when it comes down to it, I mean, we've learned the back edge of that, obviously, rampant capitalism, crony capitalism, to destroy the environment. But mm-hmm. that end of it is usually, until there's a monetary incentive or a disincentive to do something, you know, money rules the day.
Well, they're looking to enforce it, a police state, environmental police force. And, of course, we are not pro-pollution. That's not our argument here.
Exactly.
But the idea that because we're not capping carbon emissions and carbon dioxide, which, by the way, is not a toxic poison in reality to life on planet Earth because it is beneficial to plant life. And when plants get the carbon dioxide, they pump out the oxygen, which is so good for all of us. Oxygen-breathing mammals. But the idea that climate change isn't real, that's not what we're arguing. Climate has changed since the climate began. There's no way to differentiate and say that the humans are the cause of it. And I think that's an important distinction here. And again, I will say this, just so you know, Op-Ed and Robert Scott Bell are not arguing for pollution. But it's one thing to clean up the environment for the environment's sake. It's another thing to make up stuff about climate change, temperature warming, based on an agenda to set carbon caps so that they can tax us on a supranational basis from the United Nations. That will destroy whatever is left of this economy. Op-Ed, my friend, thank you for the updates. Always appreciate you and making life a lot easier on the notes.
Amen.
All right, back after this with more AIDS updates.
What did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, remember the old saying, you can't fool all of the people all of the time, or is it you can't fool some of the people some of the time? You can, you know how it gets confusing? Well, I'll tell you what, this story indicates you can fool 16 million people at the same time. 16 million people. How do I know? Well, the article is linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. Almost 16 million on HIV treatment as AIDS pandemic tide turns. That's the headline here on Fox News. Some 15.8 million people worldwide are now on what they're calling HIV treatment and a fast-track strategy to end the AIDS pandemic. And they're claiming it's starting to show results. Well, why do I say 16 million can be fooled? Well, I'll say it more than that. Hundreds of millions can be fooled. Billions can be fooled. The bigger the lie, the easier it is to buy. And the big lie from the 1980s was that there was a new virus, a retrovirus, that was causing gay men to die in droves, and that there is no cure, and that it was transmissible via sexual activity, including through heterosexual activity. And of course, they've changed it over the years, and the studies that have been shown over the years, in fact, showed basically zero transmissibility. But even if you agreed that there was some level of transmissibility, the transmissibility of what is the question? 15.8 million people taking drugs for what? Because they tested positive on a nonspecific cross-reactive antibody test. And they got confirmation or validation by taking another test another time. Maybe a different test, none of which even if approved by FDA, none has been approved by FDA to determine the presence or absence of something called HIV, nor the presence of something called AIDS, which is the only thing real about the whole thing, the whole scandal and the whole scam. That is acquired immune deficiency syndrome. You acquire it by what you do or what you don't do. And I don't mean a mysterious virus. I'm talking about the decimation of your immune system by destroying your gastrointestinal tract. And this can be done in a number of ways, many of which we have described in great detail, nauseating detail here, on the Robert Scadavelle Show for many years, with many experts, whether they be PhDs, MDs, researchers like my good buddy Liam Sheff. And yet we're closing in on December 1st, which is World AIDS Fraud Day. And I'm getting a sneak preview ahead of that with this report that I'm referring to. World AIDS Day, UN AIDS estimates show new HIV infections have fallen 35% since their peak in 2000. Why? They're claiming it's because of an aggressive drug therapy, although they lowered the intensity of the dose of the drugs to make it appear that people were living longer. It was simply that the drugs they gave were in less toxic and fatal doses. The hundreds of thousands that died in the 90s due to AIDS died of the treatment for AIDS, much like we talk about those who die not of cancer, but the treatment for cancer. They just found a new industry. And they decimated a population. And that population was willingly decimated. They participated it, they demanded it, and they brought it upon themselves in so many ways. And of course, that might be politically incorrect to say, but it's factually correct. If you want to call me out on it, that's fine. Go ahead. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Immune deficiency is real. The claim that it's a phantom retrovirus never caught in the act of doing anything, that is not real. I mean, they're trying to. They're trying to rook you in. The worst thing anybody could do, and I don't care if you're in a so-called risk population, the worst thing you can do is agree to take a test that they call an HIV test, which is not. It will be determined to be a positive if you've had a flu shot, if you have hepatitis, a liver congestion, if you're on an antibiotic, if you're pregnant. But it particularly targets you if you're black or Hispanic or African, if you're gay. You know, these are the questions that are asked. Tell me about your sex life. And if it falls within the parameters of a risk factor that they have perceived by their religious dogma, then they say, well, your test is positive. We weren't sure, but now that you've answered those questions, we're sure. What kind of diagnostic biological marker test is determined to be positive based on a questionnaire? Yeah, I'm asking. You tell me. You get back to me. Go see House of Numbers. It's online for free, houseofnumbers.com, I believe. When we come back, I'm going to dive headlong into the female issue. Don't think like that. No, PMS and menopause after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Yeah.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, having fun with you all. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Thank you for being here. Thank you for spreading this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. It is a week of gratitude, but listen, I'm grateful every day. At least 6 days a week. The one day I'm off, yeah, I'm grateful then too. Vitamin G happening on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-939-2355. Archives available right away through GCN.
And, of course, throughout the internet and many different places, including Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and the UK Health Radio. G'day, mate, and that's Down Under, but we don't have an affiliate there officially, but we got a lot of listeners down under as well in Australia. I'm glad you're with me. Now, I've been living dangerously today because since yesterday when I took on the female superhero, it was just, you know, part of a thought before I had to end last night. And my wife said, I know you need to do more with that. And I did. I think she says I dug myself out of the hole. That's good. But I might dig myself right back into a hole now because I'm a man and I'm about to cover two issues that men shouldn't be talking about, right? You're not allowed to do that. You took on women, now I'm going to dig you on, right? Because I'm going to talk about PMS and then I'm going to talk about menopause, somewhere in between. I think in that order. And maybe even fit in a question of the day in the in-between. Healthfinder.gov, headline, could PMS raise women's risk for high blood pressure? A study found rise in odds for hypertension in those with moderate to severe premenstrual syndrome. And I'm thinking, okay, all right, here's the deal. They're linking pretty intense female cycles with high blood pressure. What's the connection? What could it be? Now, some of you would say, well, of course, their ovaries are doing a number on them, right? And so it makes sense that the high blood... No, it doesn't necessarily make sense. As far as I know, of course, the ovaries are part of the endocrine system. Hormones do have everything to do with everything. But, you know, you don't think directly, ovaries, high blood pressure. You would think of blood pressure changes in terms of the actual menstrual period. If there is, let's say, a severe injury or wound each month in a female whose uterus has not received an implanted a fertilized egg resulting in a pregnancy, at that point the normal cycle in the fertilized years, if you will, the baby-making years, is to slough off the monocellular lining of the uterus, right? It's no longer needed, and so it sloughs off, makes its way for a new cycle of new healthy cells on the surface to receive a pregnancy, or basically a fertilized egg, to develop into a baby. And when that sloughing off of cells, dead cells, happens in an otherwise healthy female, it's not typically met with an intense bleeding episode. I apologize for being so graphic for the men. Women, I know you can handle this talk. But the fresh arterial blood bleeding that is all too common today with a female menstrual period is not necessarily the same as it was more commonly 100-plus years ago if you go into the medical literature and you see the scanty discharge, the discoloration, but not, I cut myself, I'm bleeding to death scenario. And I'm not saying every woman is bleeding to death each month, but there certainly are women who do bleed to excess that end up in an anemia situation and have to rebuild their blood each month. Now, I've also said that women have an advantage in terms of longevity because of that excretory outlet. Should they bleed some each month, that is something that Jonathan Wright had discussed with our audience here on the Robert Scott Bell Show some time ago, where he talked about cardiovascular disease advantages that women have in terms of reducing the eddies in the blood flow. This is where he saw the inflammation and damage in the arterial system. And that's why he recommended men to donate blood every 6 months. Whether you believe in the Red Cross or not, it was the purpose of the benefit for the donator to kind of thin the blood out and freshen it up, bring the new supple cells in instead of the older cells that may become more rigid, for instance. So it's an interesting concept to start digging beneath the surface of this particular issue and say, okay, well, what's the relationship between severe PMS and blood pressure? My perspective is I'm going to step back and take a more global look and say if a female is having aberrant menstrual cycles, maybe too long, maybe too short, maybe infrequent, aberrant, long 1 month, short the next, that there may be other likely metabolic imbalances, that the ovaries don't operate in a vacuum, that we're likely dealing once again with the basic starting point of liver congestion and digestive imbalances, gastrointestinal inflammation, leaky gut, any of these things that could create a scenario where you're not assimilating nutrients as efficiently as you should be. And, of course, over time, when you lack those nutrients, either in the food supply or even if it's in the food supply that you consume, and that food comes in and you can't absorb or assimilate it as well, or if you have food that has endocrine-mimicking compounds, you're going to disrupt the endocrine system. You're going to create all kinds of crazy imbalances, and that would include, of course, when the liver is congested, the kidneys are going to suffer, and that would impact on what? Blood pressure. Now, the things I've just told you, I don't believe any of those things actually exist within this article at healthfinder.gov. Because they mention B vitamins, for instance. That could be helpful. And I won't argue that, you know, B12 as a deficiency is very big in a lot of things. And so that's not part of my beef, so to speak, with this article. I mean, I guess they did okay considering what they know or don't know in the American Journal of Epidemiology. But they didn't identify and exclude women with conditions that can look like PMS. This is another problem with this article. Chronic fatigue syndrome, anxiety disorders. Oh, wait, look, I just got to it. Irritable bowel syndrome, for example. So PMS might have been wrongly diagnosed in some patients. Exactly. We're dealing with things that preceded even the first menstrual period of a child becoming an adolescent moving into adulthood. And doctors, God bless you, not trained necessarily in looking at cause and effect in this same way, might not conceive of this. But when we work with women with aberrant menstrual cycles, and we simultaneously work to detoxify their liver, help their digestive system, address inflammatory compounds, in many cases, we would see normalization of female function. We would see the discarding, the excreting, if you will, of uterine fibroids in some cases, simply because you were restoring normalcy to a system that had become corrupted. Now, this leads to, from PMS, I suppose we have to go to menopause next, don't we?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, so let's go to menopause, but we're going to do it via Mark D., who asked this question. Actually, comments first. He says, hey, Robert, I have a woman that I know that has menopause-like symptoms. I have a Do we have Super Don here? I just got word that Super Don may be connected, and I'm just, like,
yeah,
stunned. This is perfect timing. I'm talking about menopause, and you show up.
We should go back to high blood pressure, because you know what causes high blood pressure?
You didn't get a flat tire, did you?
I did not get a flat tire, but I just spent the last 45 minutes in bumper-to-bumper traffic going through Houston.
Oh, my gosh. Trying to get through Houston on the holidays, man, forget it. That's a huge city. Well, I'm glad you're okay. I was worried about you.
Yeah, no, the traffic was just ridiculous, dude. I don't miss the big city really as much as I know I did.
You know, traffic to me is if I have to wait for the light that has turned red to go green. That's the kind of traffic I like, right?
You know, and then you got the guy who, like, pulled over because his dog had to go to the bathroom, and everybody has to stop and go, oh, hey,
I've never seen a dog poop before. Everybody look. Yeah. Look, Ethel. Too late.
Rubbernecker.
Well, listen, Super Don, this is perfect because I just get into the question of the day from Mark D. on menopause, and he references you, so I thought this was timing that couldn't have been better.
Yeah.
He says, hey, Robert, I have a woman that I know that has menopause-like symptoms, mainly being pissed off about every little thing. Now, not every woman experiences menopause that way, I will say. Now, Mark didn't say that. I will say that. He asks, what is the homeopathic remedy and or food she should be eating, supplements she should be taking, foods to stay away from, etc.? I think she has been premenopause for like 8 years now. She is 48. Need to get help for my friend. Thank you so much. You guys rock like always, Mark D. 8 years. She's been pissed off for 8 years. Mark, I don't know how good a friend this is, but if you're sticking with her, you're a good friend. But,
well, you know, they call it menopause. So I think they just are pissed off at men. I think
right. They should take a pause from men. Mark, I don't know if that happened. Look, let me tell you the most extraordinary herbal formulation, and it's a godsend, and it's a godsend for my wife as well. It's called Hormonal Changes, and it's by Dr. Christopher's. And I'm going to tell you, Mark D., if you want to do something for your friend, order up some hormonal changes. I believe that Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com carries it at 866-424-1077. That would be awesome. Yes, there are homeopathic menopause formulas. Dr. King has them at King Bio. But this hormonal changes formula is a life changer. So I'm going to leave it simply at that. Super Don, he says a P.S. You guys never contacted me to help change the intro that that Don screwed up on. LOL.
Yeah,
seriously,
look,
help
Mark. Mark, I apologize. You know, he messaged us back. I think this was back in like June. I think about intro because Casey Keating, great guy, great voiceover guy that we worked with for a long time.
Right.
In the intro, he says the voice of health, freedom, and liberty. And Mark is convinced that really what he was supposed to say was the voice of health, freedom, and liberty.
You know, Mark is astute because that really is the concept that we do. We call it now health, freedom, and healing liberty. But maybe you can get that sound to maybe do a read on that for Mark because he's a good guy and we want to appreciate and help him. I mean, he's been suffering with 8 years from a woman who's pissed off at him.
Well, listen, I will admit, you know, we've been using the same intros for quite a while now. Maybe it's time to maybe kind of update things, do something a little different. What do you think?
Right. Well, we are on Friday. We're going to have an announcement. Maybe I'll make it next if Superdown's sticking around. And we've got one more story about aging gracefully, and that will be a great way to wrap up the show today. Super Don's in traffic, and I am on the air. He's on the air, too. We had Op-Ed already. We had Stephen Hewer. What a great group of folks on the air today, and you for listening. RobertScottBell.com is the website. Go there. Tell your friends. Share. Give the gift of healing. It's all there. Back with Super Don to wrap it up after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores, a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special thanks to Op-Ed for joining us tonight for a little Op-Ed. Yeah. And Stephen Hewer from One World Way, Synergistic Nutrition, a 15% off deal starting up Black Friday through the weekend. 15% off One World Way and everything they have on the website, oneworldway.com, 888-988-3325. A great number of my sponsors are putting out incredible deals this week or starting on Friday. So keep checking back to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll get you all the information. Super Don, surprise, you're here. Before we get to the aging story, I know you wanted to comment on Costco getting busted for E. coli on their chicken, and you had a question.
Yeah, well, I'm just waiting to see when Fox News is going to come out with their interview of some, you know, 19-year-old guy saying he's never going to shop at Costco now because they had E. coli.
Right. Yeah,
I'm holding my breath.
No, they're not. Where are the reports on Costco's, you know, stock tanking, right? This was really a concerted effort to hurt Chipotle, and they still haven't figured out the source of it. The CDC, even though they found E. coli contaminated chicken at Costco.
Just like that, right?
Yeah.
No cutting-edge DNA technology?
Nothing that they mentioned. They just knew.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
It's mystery. It's an X-Files. Get Agent Mulder and Scully in here.
They'll do bigger and better.
They shall. They will. All right. Aging gracefully. As our friend Dr. Frank King talks about saging gracefully. Now, we mentioned that Dr. King is saging into his own radio program. He's got it on Clear Channel, which is iHeartRadio in Asheville. So he's going to be on with us, Healing Revolution, only once a month now. It's beginning the first Friday of December. But we've got a very major announcement right now, and this is one of part of the exciting new things happening here. We got the Doc of Detox schedule, so we're going to do Detox Fridays. We want to say Detox of Friday, but we're still working on a visual imaging of it. But Dr. Daryl Wolf, also featured in the Truth About Cancer, A Quest for the Cures, and A Global Quest. And he's awesome. He's funny. He totally gets it on detox, so we're going to have a good time every Friday with him. Big, new, featured guest expert every Friday.
So that's
looking
exciting.
Forward to that for sure.
Yeah, you're gonna love him if you don't know. And he is a hockey puck, a Canadian. Just to show you, if you thought I don't really love Canadians, we love Canadians here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So what is it about this aging story that caught your eye? Because you sent this to me, the benefits, self-love, wisdom, and overall satisfaction.
Well, you know, there's a lot of stigma around getting old. You know, people think, you know, you're over the hill. Oh, it's all downhill from here. And, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. You know, a lot of people, when they get older, they say those are some of the better years of their life. And, you know, when I saw the article, I immediately thought about your mom. I mean, what a perfect example of somebody who is just, you know, vibrant and healthy and, you know, just full of life, you know, which is kind of, it goes against that stereotype that society has about when you get older.
Yeah, it's true. She's a bit of an evangelist, though, about health. You know, she's trying to help everybody. Like in England, she was just in England with her sister and family, and she's like sending the emails with people, help this person out, please help this person out. This guy's daughter-in-law has a thyroid that's having some problems, and they're going to put nuclear radiation seeds in it, and she can't be around anybody for like a month. You know, I'm thinking, geez, that's just like allopathic medicine around the world. They would rather destroy a gland than try to figure out what went wrong and recover it.
Nuclear seeds. Let's put some nuclear seeds in there. I mean, how grotesque is that, really?
It is. I mean, but that's the game being played on you if you believe in allopathic medicine for everything. Again, we recognize there's a place for all forms of medicine, just not adding nuclear radiation to your thyroid to kill it when it still functions. Oh, but it's hyper-functioning. Why? We don't know. It doesn't matter. Let's kill it. It's kind of like Dr. Bittar when he talks about, well, we got 10% function in the gallbladder. Well, let's remove it. And he woke up one day and said, that's silly. Why wouldn't we try to restore its function instead of making it zero?
Well, because it's broken.
Yeah.
You know, and just got to nuke it. We'll just nuke it. It'll be fine.
See, that's the male-dominated culture I was talking about today. So, ladies, don't be too hard on me about this. The men are the ones that screwed up modern medicine. You know, they want to take out, destroy, declare war on your body parts, including your lady parts. You know how they remove these hysterectomies just because something's gone awry, but they don't address liver congestion, kidney congestion, lymphatic stasis. We do that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now,
Super Don, safe journey.
We got to relieve traffic congestion, and I can be on time.
Okay, you do get some relief or relieve yourself. I don't know which way to say that. That would be appropriate. On the side of the road. Everybody watch Super Don. He's peeing on the snow. He's not. All right, guys and girls.
Live from Louisiana tomorrow.
All right, cool. Looking forward to it. Have some crawfish for me. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.